Jamie Masada says comedy has helped him through some hard times. Masada grew up in Iran and Israel and came to Hollywood at age 14. He was hoping to earn money to send back to his family. By chance, he got a job at a comedy club, telling jokes when the scheduled performer failed to arrive. Late one night, the manager called him on stage for his first performance.
And the spotlight hit me, and the time spotlight hit me, and I went blank. And I couldn't see anybody. So I start speaking Farsi, I start speaking Hebrew, and that's my jokes start going that way. And that's how it got started.
He says the audience couldn't understand him, but thought he was funny. Masada would eventually make his name not as a comic, but as a comedy impresario, after he founded one of the top comedy clubs in the country. With financial backing from a friend, a young writer-producer named Neil Israel, he decided to open a club and struggled to find a name.
So the next thing you know, I came up with a name of a place called Joke and Yoke. You go to a place, you got to have some omelette and some eggs. And Joke and Yoke, and that's when I said, joke and a yoke is a great thing.
His friend didn't think so. So they settled on the name Laugh Factory, opening in a building where the comedian Groucho Marx once had his office. Comedy clubs in those days didn't pay comedians, who appeared on stage just to get exposure. Masada wanted to pay his comics, splitting the club profits 50-50. The first comic to perform was already a big star, Richard Pryor. At the end of the evening, the young club owner offered the famous comedian $3.50.
I said, Richard, I'm going to try to pay a comedian. He said, And then he put his hand in his pocket and he brought that big stack of $100 bill. And he took a $100 bill out and he wrote on it, you need this for your rent, boy. Richard Pryor, 1979.
Masada did need the money for rent. Many nights he slept on chairs in the club, joined by struggling comedians. Some, he says, are now big stars in Hollywood. The biggest names in the business have appeared at the club, from Jim Carrey and Jamie Foxx to Chris Rock. Profits were slim in the early days, when Masada and some of the comics would share a $1 ticket and take turns getting showers at the YMCA. At evening performances, Masada crossed Sunset Boulevard to an old Hollywood landmark, Schwab's Pharmacy, to buy drinks for his patrons.
If I had 10 people come in, I would go across the street, buy five bottle of Coke. I take their order and buy a bag of ice and I put it in, and that's how I made my living.
Masada has seen comedy brighten people's lives, both audiences and comics. He recalls that his friend, the comedian Rodney Dangerfield, insisted on performing after brain surgery. The owner helped the ailing comic on the stage, but as the audience responded, Dangerfield found renewed energy. Masada said the color came back to his face, and he finished his act and walked off the stage unaided. Masada says the same thing can work for the country. With big banks and corporations getting bailouts, he suggests creating a government-sponsored comedy corps, with comics fanning out across the country. The famous ones, he says, would donate their time, and struggling young comedians could receive a small salary.
If we go to a town hall or sports stadium or somewhere and put this whole thing together and bring it some sandwiches, some burgers and something, give it to these people, and at the same time give them a little bit of hope, I think that's going a long way.
The idea is no joke, Masada explains. He recalls that President Franklin Roosevelt created positions for writers and artists as part of his Works Progress Administration, or WPA, a 1930s national jobs program. The economic stimulus bill that President Barack Obama signed last month includes $50 million in funding for the arts. Masada wants something devoted to humor. He suggests a $700,000 national comedy project, which he says is a small price to pay to cheer up the country. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.